Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I looked through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe it must have been old Santa, because I saw his big red hat. And I know my mom and dad can't buy like that. Oh, no.
Stuff coming out of the top of Brad's bin over there. I don't know how, if he's stacking the deck like almost literally, but all of our bins are getting close to being full. Anybody who's bringing stuff in and isn't just deliberately trying to give it to one of us, we're putting them in these extra bins. Ellen's got overflowing bins over there right now that she is from Ryan's initial shopping trip, but we have well more to spend than you've already spent.
Yeah, and more keeps coming in. Just since I just did the run at the top of the hour there, Kyle, Chuck, an anonymous gift, Chris, Wayne, Mark the Goat, just did 500, which is cool.
That's
but thank
amazing.
You to everybody.
Rodney was in here as well, too,
yeah.
with a donation and was able to. He said, wasn't he the one who said we guilted him into thinking he had to bring three separate yeah. donations to make sure that the
for all three of us.
You don't have to. You just put them all in mine. Put them in Annie's.
They all go to the same spot. I mean, I like to win, but
ultimately they end up in people's mouths.
Yes, and that's who wins.
we just covered the breaking news story here of Christopher Ray resigning, and I find that to be, I don't know what timing we really need to discuss here. There's no doubt that Christopher Wray was not going to continue on as the FBI director.
No.
That's not like that's brand new information. So it's really just a matter of the when of it. Fox News reports that FBI Director Christopher Wray is expected to announce his resignation any moment to step down from his post. Fox News learned Wray will make the announcement during an FBI town hall in D.C., during which thousands of FBI employees are expected to join virtually across the country. Wray was 7 years into his 10-year term. It's always funny to me to see these people who are like on the left, who are super anti-Trump. I can't remember who it was, but it was definitely on MSNBC just recently. It was like, Donald Trump should let Trump-appointed Christopher Wray complete his full 10-year term. And it's always for the same reason. For the sake of unity. And I'm like, shut up! One of the things that Kristen Welker, in that interview, was that CBS?
NBC.
Beat the Press, NBC. One of the things in the Kristen Welker?
Kristen
Welker. Whoops.
Meet the Press.
Meet the Press. NBC.
Yeah. You just met her.
Yes. With Donald Trump. It was an hour and 16 minutes. And if you haven't had the chance to watch it, that's a long time. I understand it. But if you find it on YouTube or find it on the NBC website, you should watch the whole thing. Because she asked questions. They were kind of phrased in the same way that you would expect, you know, people who hate Donald Trump to ask questions. But at the same time, also, she definitely allowed Trump to answer the questions, asked follow-up questions, pressed him a bit, which is a great opportunity for Donald Trump to clarify on things that he believes and things that he's going to do to clarify, to correct. And I actually found it to be a very substantive, productive interview. And I really feel like Donald Trump has kind of... There's a little bit of a peace offering that seems to be up for anybody who wants to participate in the next 4 years in the media and not do it the way they've done in the past. He almost seems like he's willing to go out there and give them that opportunity to reset the situation, which I think would be massively helpful for going forward.
And some of them act like they're taking it. Kristen Welker is one of the worst partisans on the planet. She's terrible, but that interview wasn't awful. So you do go, well, what is she doing? Is she
maybe they have the Ryan Wiggins philosophy, just set super low standards.
Yeah.
And then you can always overachieve.
Yeah, if you're a pole vaulter, make sure that your bar's on the ground.
Which is where we have the media starting it.
Incredible.
Starting out
I did
right
it. Yeah. But these defections, these resignations that are happening within what we call the deep state, this is all good because these are names that if you're involved, like if you go to the average person and say Christopher Wray, they're not going to have any idea who that is.
No, they don't care.
If you're involved in politics, you know the name. You mm-hmm. may not even be able to place it unless it's a day like today where it's newsmaking. But most of these names of these people who are either resigning or will be fired, the beautiful thing is nobody has any idea who they are. So you're not going to hear people getting on their soapbox and going, oh, man, I really love the head of the FDA.
They mean so much to me. Transportation Secretary, I might add that we have drones flying over New Jersey right now with a ship on the East Coast.
Right.
And when we listened to Congressman Van Drew, he was talking about it as a transportation issue.
Yes, it was. Therefore, Pete Buttigieg, which is one of the only names that you're going to know, will also be fired. But that's one of the nice things is that as Trump goes to clean house, it's kind of the same philosophy that we've been talking about. How much is he going to cut? Nobody's even going to know he cut. It's good to cut it, so you need to cut it, but nobody's going to really notice because it's all fluff.
Well, you know, and when they're talking about cuts, you always hear it's like, oh, they're going to cut your benefits. And it's like, man, they may not even cut back on benefits.
That's going to be tough to do
anyway. They might just cut back on personnel. There's a lot of savings that could be saved by cutting back on personnel. And that's, to me, what the Department of Government Efficiency is all about, doing more with less, being more efficient. So, I don't know that you'll notice it.
Well, I want to – there's just more people coming in. That's Ryan's.
Yeah, that's
the
Ryan's
middle one's
bin.
Annie's bin. Then there's Brad, so vote accordingly. So you'll take stuff out of mine?
Oh, yeah.
Just take the stuff out of Ryan's and put it in Annie's. We're continuing to fill up these barrels here at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. And if you haven't shopped Ruler Foods yet and you've heard me talk about this over and over and over again, are you new to Ruler Foods? Have you never been before? This is the most obvious time for you to come find us at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. Come say hi. I would love to meet you. And then just go check it out for the first time ever. It would be great to have this experience with you and being able to help so many of our neighbors in our communities across the Missouri and Illinois side of the 97.1 listening area, all across it. That's where the St. Louis Area Food Bank is active. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we can do this together, especially during the holiday season. The YouTube live chat poll is kind of in the line of what we're doing here today. we're asking you, does Trump...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Yes, no, or I want to, but it's very tough. Because we understand that with the higher need that we've seen as prices have gone through the roof and it's maybe less paycheck at the end of the month in order to be able to feed your family the way you want, or you're just trying to figure out what bill you're not going to pay, that as that happens, it might become more difficult for you to be able to be generous in this regard. So if you don't have that ability, we completely understand that, but we have seen an enormous amount of generosity so far, and we're hoping to continue to do that. We'll be out here broadcasting until 3 p.m. today. And no, easy now, Ryan. Now, make sure that he understands what's going on here before you just tell him that that's the bin that it goes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's going all in.
He understands.
He understands. Now he's got some for Annie.
Oh, here we go.
How do you like that?
I think he might be winning now, too.
Oh, no. Two for Annie.
Two for Annie. He just threw you a bone.
More for Brad.
Mac and cheese. I don't know. Brad.
Oh, now Brad's winning.
Brad's looking pretty good. Ryan, are you holding up the rear?
That has been said of me.
Someone's got to do it. Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe the Ryan Wiggins support comes in the 2 o'clock hour?
Well, let's keep in mind that somebody just gave a large cash donation that said that's for your bucket. So I think I might be winning.
Well, other than the goat who made that nice, generous donation.
Mark.
Oh, quote. Yeah, we got a quarter. He even returned the quarter. Thank you.
What a guy.
That's for my bucket.
I'll allow that. We're going to unload these buckets, and at the bottom is going to be a bunch of quarters and rinds. Come out and see us. And I don't know, Ryan. I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of feeling sorry for you right now.
Well, that's okay.
That bucket.
Yeah. It's because my bucket's mostly empty.
I can see.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Coming out of the top of my bucket. Ooh. And I can see even more things coming out of the top of Brad's bucket.
Mac and cheese and brownies.
But here I am.
That sounds
come out
like
and see us.
My son's dream lunch.
Yeah.
I'm holding up the rear. All I see is somebody's lost glove. That on your bucket.
I don't know, but I keep looking at it thinking, I think I could just walk around slapping people and saying that I was offended by
just
something.
Just go challenge them to a duel.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. The YouTube live chat poll: does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Got a few comments from our listeners here on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat here. Let's start with partaking. No, because the Bible says to give. It doesn't refer to how you feel or how much you make to be able to give. I mean, biblically speaking, we know of the woman who
the
put
widows
the two,
might,
two
yeah.
pennies, at least if that's how the Americans tell it, into mm-hmm. what that story.
It's the widow's mite. She only had 2 copper pieces left, and pennies are probably about 3 times larger than what these copper pieces are. But that's all she had left, and she put it in the bucket, and, you know, God said she gave more than all these other people that are giving bigger amounts, because it's about equal sacrifice, not equal giving.
Yep. I'm looking right now on our donate. Ooh, even better. Five people have donated cash on our link right now. And I'm going to just go ahead and click share here, and I'm going to copy this, and I'm going to tweet it out I'm going to post it. I'm going to say X, guys. It's going to be a New Year's resolution for me, is just to say X and never say Twitter again. But if you are looking to donate to our food drive directly to our cause right now, I would love for you to go to the Annie Fry Show X account. Here's another thing you could do. Brad, we're talking about, like, how much can you give? Mm-hmm. If you are limited on what you can give, you can go retweet that right now. You can repost it right now.
Yeah.
I'm failing.
And Meredith came on and spoke with us yesterday, and the other thing that they need is volunteers. So if you don't have money but you have time, you can give of that as well.
Yep. We've got 5 people who have donated so far. We have $225 right there. We appreciate everybody who is making the time to come be out here. Listen, if you've got $5 to spare right now and you want to just throw it into our online drive because you can't make it out to Ruler Foods, of course we want to – there's more cash coming in. Of course we want to make a big impact. It's nice to have – the visual of all of these red bins being filled, and they are being filled as we go along here. But at the same time, oh my goodness, thank you. At the same time, this cash that we're getting is going to be able to go so far, and to be able to specifically have Ryan go into the store here at Ruler Foods and shop for the things that that the food bank needs the most.
Yeah, and in light of today's news about Christopher Wray, I think my New Year's resolution is going to be to stop referring to these donations as cash and refer to them as Patels. Thank you very much. We will be here until 3.
Yeah, most of us. I might leave early. Let's take a quick break. A more Annie Fry show around the corner. We've got some people here that we want to shake hands with. I hope you're one of them before the show gets over. We love seeing you. We love being able to come together in the holiday season and help people, but we cannot do it without you. Please come see us. St. Charles Ruler Foods to help the St. Louis area food bank. We'll be right back. Santa Claus was flying by.